Okay, so we'll start doing the second Maimer in Hazinu. And, all right, so the Maimer begins like this. Hazinu ha-shomayim v'adabeiro v'sishma ha-oretz chulu yarev kamot l'ikhi tizal kaltal dimrosi. So the Pasuk says, listen shomayim and listen oretz. So what is the exact meaning of shomayim and oretz over here? So literally it means the heavens and the earth that Hashem created there become the witnesses, the testimony that Hashem told the Yidden to do the mitzvahs, and they are the ones that will actually be responsible to provide the goods, the Shemtal HaShemayim. So, but if the Yidden don't do, then they'll provide the punishment. But that's the Poshtesins. But the Alter Rebbe is going to explain that B'Pnim Yisrin Yonim, Hashemayim va'oretz represents the Torah shebiksav and Torah shebalpeh. Torah shebiksav, the written Torah, is called Shemayim, and the oral Torah, the Torah shebalpeh, is called Oretz. And a Yitz work is a Yitz job is to be mamshich into the Shemayim and the Oretz. This hine b'sedra shelfoneho. In the Sedra beforehand, Omar Haydoisi Bachem Hayoim Es HaShemayim Ves HaOretz. So he says, I have warned you, I made the witness, the Shemayim and the Oretz, and Hine Shemayim VaOretz. So what is Shemayim VaOretz? Heim Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh. Those are the Torah Shebiksav and the Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebiksav Nikro Shomayim. Why is the Torah Shebiksav called Shomayim? Because the word Shomayim is Nutriken. Shomayim is a Rosh Tevis. It has the word Shomayim. Shomayim. So what is Mayim? Over there is Mayim. So Shomayim, that's the Shomayim. What is Mayim? V'ha-Toyro Nimshol L'Mayim. Toyro has been equated to Mayim, to water. Kediksiv, Hoi called Shomayim L'chul L'mayim. All those that are thirsty, go to water. So that means, what does it mean? Of course we know those who are thirsty go to water. We don't have to tell them. But over here, it's referencing the Torah, that if you're thirsty for the Eibishter, if you want to get the Eibishter, and you're thirsty for Hashem, go to the water, go to the Torah. The Torah will quench your thirst. Uksib b'Moshe, there's also by Moshe, it says, why was he called Moshe? It says, Ki min ha-mayim mishisu, because she has pulled him out from the water. That's why he's called Moshe. Moshe from Loshem Mishisu. But we see Moshe is the one that gave us the Torah, right? So we see that we call Moshe, who gave us the Torah, we call him Minamayim Mishisu. So that's also another connection, that Shomayim, which is the idea of Mayim, has to do with Moshe. So what does it have to do now? What does it have to do with Mayim specifically? So why is the Taka called said Mayim? What is the connection? So he says, Shuhu al derech Moshu kimoy ha-mayim. That is similar to Mayim, she'ein lahem gaben miyuchot. They don't have, water doesn't have a specific color. Elo she'gaben mishtane misabek li'veifim gaben ha-kli. It changes according to the vessel. If you put the water into a keli, and according to the vessel, the color of the vessel, that's the way the water becomes. Im adim kulu. If it's red, it's going to be red. It's going to be another color, etc. Any other color you're going to provide the water in, you're going to put the water in, that's the keli that it gets. So what does it mean? How does this explain the Gabi Torah? So he says like this. Kacha Torah, shorsho mibchinas chokhme ilo. So the Torah comes from the level of chokhme ilo, which is Chakim lebechokhma yediyah. It say Hashem is wise, but not with the known chokhma. It's a different kind of a chokhma, not what we are saying as chokhma. Shuhu lemaila, basically it means shuhu lemaila migeder hasoga v'hakabola. It's beyond being able, from the definitions, from the boundaries of grasping and receiving, can't really understand the Torah. Torah is like mayim. It's not been shaped yet. It's not that when you have a color, you have a way to come down, you can say, but without a colorless means that it doesn't have. So that's why in the Torah Shebiksav, we don't really grasp, we don't really understand. It's like mayim. Kach, kol ha-Torah, hirak sipurim ma'isiyas bilvad. All the Torah is only stories, which means there's no depth. We don't see the depth in it, in the Torah. She'ein bohem asoga klal. There is no grasping, understanding, ba'amkus ha-soydus ha-mluboshim bohem, in the deep secrets that's in the Torah. We don't understand. We read a story, there's so much deep from the Chochmei Lo, because the Chochmei Lo is not something, it hasn't come down in any color yet, so we are not able to understand it. So, this is the stories. The stories, b'chlal, you don't see any depth in them, in the story. But even the halachas, the laws that are said, kimoi v'yomer Moshe, or chulu, Moshe says, or v'yomer Hashem Moshe. So, these seem to be halachas, dinim, eino mufuroshim umufuroti umuvorim chol proteim. They're not, so, eino mufuorim mufuroshim umuvorim chol proteim. They're not articulated, they're not clear in all details, achebo chachma shasu pirishu oiso, until the sages of the Talmud, of the Gemara, they came and they articulated what the meaning is. So, that's why it's called Shamayim. It's like Mayim. It's colorless. It's still not yet clear what it is. The Torah Shabal Peh, Nikra Eretz. And Torah Shabal Peh is called Eretz Chulu. Because the Torah, that's already Eretz. That's already clear. Everything is articulated. Everything is reason. Vehein Heim Eidim Lifnei Hamokim Baruch Hu Al Yisrael. So they become witnesses, though. The Eibishter is making them for witnesses. So what kind of witnesses is the Torah Shebiksav and the Torah Shebalpeh about the Yidden? Because the Alter Rebbe explains that a Yid has to learn Torah with Yid HaShamayim, and then when he does that, he brings the Torah that he learns, he draws down from the Ein Sof into the Torah, that he gives the Torah a higher level. So the Torah becomes a witness, becomes a testimony. We can see from the Torah that the person learns, if it's a Torah that has infused with Ein Sof, then we know that he learned it properly because it has Ein Sof in it. V'heimim Eidim Lifnei Hamokim Baruch Hu Yisrael. They become the witnesses before Hashem, blessed be He, on the Yidden. Ki b'hem nikir, because in the Torah we can tell him kimu v'kiblu Yisrael ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvahs, whether the Yidden fulfilled, they observed and they accepted the Torah mitzvah. How is the b'shum? Shal yidei kol mitzvah u'mitzvah mamshichim gilu eidin sov baruchu b'Torah. Every mitzvah and mitzvah, we bring down the revelation of Eisov b'Torah, which means we're bringing down Ein Sof in the Torah through the mitzvahs that we do. Because we bring down the resting of the Ein Sof Baruch Hu in the level of Chochmei Law, which is the source of the Torah. Torah comes from Chochmei Law. The mitzvahs bring down an Oyer into Chochmei Law. Because why do we need the mitzvahs to draw down the Ein Sof in Torah? Why doesn't the Ein Sof come down in Torah by itself? Or why doesn't the Ein Sof come to Chochmei Lo by itself? Why do we need a mitzvah to bring it down? Because, kimitzad atzmei, because in of itself, humerumem umisnasid evovis madreges lein keitz mevichinas chochma. He is exalted and raised 10,000 steps endlessly higher than the level of chochma. Like we say, the leis machshava tvisabe. There's no thought that can capture Hashem. So, what happens? So, therefore, otherwise, we are not able to bring down the Ein Sof. Ki'im, aydei hasogas ha-Torah v'ki'im ha-mitzvahs. But when we understand Torah and we do mitzvahs, mamshichim gilui elekusi yisborich. So then we draw down his blessed godliness, so it rests in the mitzvahs, in the Torah that we study, we bring it down. A Yid, when he learns Torah, brings it down into the Torah, into the mitzvah, into Chochmah. As the Pasuk says, Eile ha-mitzvahs asher yaseh oisom ha-odom v'chai. Bohem. These are the mitzvahs that the person shall do when a person does mitzvahs, v'chai bohem, then he will live in them. So who brings bohem daike? In them, specifically, when the person does them, then the person gets the chayis, because through his doing, pirush, shemamshich oir ma'esop mechaya chayim liyashoru b'amcholud. He brings down from the life of life, to rest in the Torah and the mitzvahs. That's what he brings down when he does the mitzvahs and learns Torah. V'lochein, Amar Hazal, v'asisem oisom means what? You do them. It means do the mitzvahs. But what we're saying over here is, atem kisiv, it's written, you make them. Ki'ilu, the interpretation is ki'ilu asuni, as if you have made me. Because Bemison, the Yid makes up, you make me up, because you make up the Torah through the fact that you're mamshik the Torah, when you learn Torah. V'zehu inyan oisek b'Torah l'shmo. And this is what it means when we say you learn the Torah for the sake of the Torah. So what does it mean for the sake of the Torah? You learn for the sake of Torah to make Torah, to bring level of Ein Sof and Torah. Pirush l'shem ha-Torah atzma. That means for the Torah itself. Ki ha'idei zeh u'koyru mamshich ha'ir Ein Sof, gilu ha'ir Ein Sof, ba'toyru kenal. That way you bring down the revelation of the Ein Sof, as said earlier. Here in the Maimir of Hazinu, just to recap briefly, he translates Hashemayim and Oretz that are mentioned in this verse as a reference to the Torah. And Shemayim v'Oretz is the written Torah is Shemayim, and the oral Torah is Oretz. And basically, what he said was that the Shemayim and Oretz, actually, which means the Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh, become infused with additional light from the Ein Sof, which is higher than Torah, because Torah is the level of Chochmah. Let it be Chochmah Iloh, but it's still a level of Chochmah. The Ein Sof is infinite, is not measured even in Chochmah. So the level of the Ein Sof descends into, vitalizes and energizes the level of Chochmah Iloh through the study of Torah and the observance of mitzvahs that a Yid does, that infuses, that gives the power, more additional light into the Chochmah Iloh, into Torah. And therefore, the Shemayim and the Oretz, the Torah, are witnesses. They're made to be witnesses, which means when we look at the Shemayim and the Oretz, we can tell whether the Yidden are fulfilling the Torah mitzvahs or not, because we can see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, can see, they testify, they tell us, if they're infused with this additional power, that means that the Yidden are doing the Torah mitzvahs properly. That's why the Torah has more chayis in it from the Ein Sof. If it doesn't, that means that they're not doing it properly. So therefore, what he says over here is that's why the Shemayim and the Oretz are made to bear witness. And now, he's going to give an example, illustrate this with another example, that the Torah, so to speak, is considered the garment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gives an example. You have a king, and then you have the king dresses himself up in the garment. We know the king is not the garment. The garment is only a garment that he dresses himself up in. But Yet, we have a level of garment that is used by the king. And this is the level of Torah, what he wants to say here. Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, puts on a garment. Which is the garment that he puts on? He puts on the Torah as his garment, which means, as the saying goes, that you cannot see the king when he's not dressed properly. You can only see the king in the level when he's dressed in his garments of glory, in his begodim. And the garments bring about honor to the king. That's his garments of kingdom. So to speak, without the Torah, God cannot be seen. You don't see Hashem without the Torah. The Torah becomes, so to speak, God's garments, which means that if you want to have an appreciation for the king has to wear the garments, meaning Hashem needs to dress up in the Torah, and then you are able to appreciate and grasp and understand and get something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah. So the Torah becomes a garment for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through the garment, God is honored. Honored means because we can relate to it, so therefore it becomes an honor. Now, who causes the king to dress up in those garments? A king doesn't dress himself up with his garments. It's usually a servant that dresses him up in those garments. So the Jewish people, when they observe Torah and Mitzvahs properly, they are sort of causing, and they're sort of dressing Hashem. This is the way he's going to explain this concept of the Torah being sort of a garment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through which we can perceive Hashem, and we are the ones that cause for Hashem to put on that garment. Let's do inside now. V'zeu shekosuf. The line, this is five lines from the bottom on page 146. V'zeu shekosuf. So he says, this is, having brought down the various different verses to support the idea that a Jew actually gives Torah energy, which means he causes the energy of the Ein Sof to come down into Torah, and that's why it's considered as if a Jew makes the Torah or gives the Torah, the various different supports that he brought before. He's going to further explain that the Torah is also another verse, which the Torah is called as the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And why is the Torah called the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because just like a garment, because the Torah is a garment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a garment gives honor to the person that wears them. When you're dressed like a mensch and you're dressed in nice garment, then that brings a person honor, as we'll see. So it brings the pasuk, v'zehu shekosuv, and this is the meaning also in the verse that states, kol hanikra bishmi v'lichvoidi b'rosiv yitzartiv afasisi. So this pasuk is talking about that Hashem created all that are called in Hashem's name, and the Maimer will say that it's a reference to all the Jewish souls. Hashem is saying that all that are called in my name, all Jewish souls, so it is lichvoidi, it is through my honor, or with my honor of Hashem, which is the Torah, then it descends through the levels of Barosiv, Yitzartiv, Afasisiv, creation, formation, and making up of the thing, which means the Torah is the way that Hashem descends through all these various general. He uses the three general categories of the descent of Bria, Yitzira, Asiya. Look inside. Kol hanikra bishmi. What does it mean? All that are called in my name. Haynu klolus nishamas Yisrael. That is generally Jewish souls, Sheborah, Hashem create them, lichvoidei, Hashem created them for His honor. The Jewish souls were created for Hashem's honor. What does it mean, created for? What is Hashem's honor? He says, "V'ein kavod ela Torah." Quoting from the Mishnah, from the Pirkei Avos, that honor is Torah. Hashem's, when we say His honor, He says, for the Torah. That's honor. Now, what is the connection from Torah with honor? Why is Torah considered to be honor? What is the connection? Why is Torah called honor? He's saying we created this Hashem's honor. And he's going to say, because Torah is a garment, and garments provide honor for the person that wears them. Ki ha-Torah hi b'chinas levushim. Because Torah is the level of garments. Torah, so to speak, is a garment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's His garment. It's on the level of garments. Where do we see Hashem having garments or wrapping Himself up with garments? So He says we have a verse for that. Like it states in the verse in Tehillim, it says, Oita oir kasalma. He wraps with light like a garment. So we see Hashem, so to speak, wraps Himself up in a garment. So what does it mean when we say Hashem? So now we're saying that Torah is a garment. So, fine, Torah is a garment. We see that Hashem wraps Himself up in light, which is the Torah. What does it have to do with kavod? Why is a garment connected with kavod? So he says, "V'hainu kimaymer azal." This is as the saying of our sages, that Rabbi Yosi kori lemoni mechabeduso. That Rabbi Yosi, he would refer to his garment. He says, those who honor him. So instead of calling them garments, he says, my honors. Why? Because the nice clothing are honorable, make him look honorable. So in this case, we're saying that Hashem created the Neshamas Yisrael for the Torah. And he explains now that how is this honor translated, these garments, and honor translated with regards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How does Torah bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu honor? What does that mean, that Hashem is honored by you? So he says, Shukamoy al derech moshul. So by way of example, this would be like HaMelech, like a king. Ein royin oysoy kusho aru. You don't see a king when he's naked. Doesn't necessarily mean totally naked. It means not wearing his royal garb. Zulasi kishum lubesh bilavush malchus. Besides, only when he is dressed with a garment of kingdom. So that means that you can't really see the king. In the literal sense, means you could see physically the king. You're not allowed to see the king when he is not dressed in his royal garb. You're not supposed to see him in a just ordinary clothing. But in our context, means you don't see him, means you are not able to see him. You can't possibly see him, because when he is not dressed up with his garb, with his royal garb, when he's not dressed up with Torah, there is no way that you can see him. He's beyond being able to be seen. Who is the one that dresses up the king with his garb? He doesn't dress up himself. But the king in his own honor, it's not his usual custom to dress himself. Zulasi, what happens is besides Shoha Eved Malbish Oisoy Hulu, it's the servant that goes ahead and dresses the king. So now he's going to bring the analogy with regards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kimoi Kain, likewise. Melech Malchei Hamalochim, the king who kings, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. Kimoi Shehu Be'atz Musoi, as he is in his essence. I Efsher Loi, it is impossible for him, lihiyos musag, for him to be grasped, umizgale, and revealed, benivroim, in the created being. Why? The leis machshava tfisa bay. Because there is no thought that can capture, grab hold of him. He's beyond being able to be comprehended or caught up in someone's thought. So that becomes like the melech that you can't see while he's not dressed. You can't see, you can't possibly comprehend without being dressed. Ki'im, but only. Al yidei shemislavish betoyrim, through being dressed up, through the ends of being dressed up betoyrim. Shi chokhmosei uritzoynei baruchu, which is God's wisdom. And God's will, the Torah is God's wisdom, and that is what Hashem wants. Baruch Hu, blessed be He. That is the only way that we can what? We can start getting a hold of and perceiving godliness. But who dresses him up? The Halbosha Zu, now he's going back to the theme that we were talking about, that we are the ones that cause that connection. It's Halbosha Zu, how Al Yidei Yisrael Davke Chulo. This is the being dressed up that is caused specifically through the Yid. V'zehu, and this is also, now he's going to also further translate, interpret the verse of the Shema, in which it says, V'dibarta bom. Now, normally we translate the word "vidibarta bom" that you will speak of them, of the words of Torah, "vidibarta bom." But "vidibarta" can also be translated, you will dominate with them. Like the question is that you will rule and dominate. So "vidibarta bom," "vidibarta humiloshin." Hanhoga, that comes from the language of leading, not dominate, but lead, that you will lead. V'hamshachar, and to draw down. Kimoi.
Leave.
Lead.
Lead.
Lead. V'hamshachar. Kimoi, like we use the words in the word Yadber Amin. He would lead nations. So we see the lotion of Daber, as, or there's another, he doesn't bring it down, Daber Echad Lador, there's other places where the word Daber means to lead, to rule, to be in charge. So he says, Vidibarta Bom, you're going to lead in them, meaning Hainu Hamshochas Eid in Sof Behatoyra. That means to bring down, you will lead them, mean you will lead the words of Torah because you will draw down in the Torah, the level of the Ein Sof to the Torah. You are going to dress up, so to speak, the Ein Sof. The Zehu, and this is also the further meaning, and the verse continues over there. It says, the Bartabam, and then the Pasuk continues, and it says, V'hoyu hadvorim ha'ele asher anoichi. And these words that I, so before the Torah uses the word Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. But now the verses, so we're talking about Hashem Elokeinu, we're talking about different names of Hashem. Now the verse goes over and talks about, it says, V'hoyu advorim ha'ele, it should say, Asher Hashem. This is Moshe Rabbeinu giving over what Hashem wants from us. This is from the portion of the Devarim, which Moshe Rabbeinu says. It doesn't say, Shema Yisrael, Ani Elikim, Ani Echad. It says, Hashem Elikim. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about God, right? He's saying, Shema Yisrael, God, our God. So it's Moshe Rabbeinu talking about Hashem. But all of a sudden, over here, the Pasuk goes back to talk about that I, that I say. It doesn't say anymore, it says, that I command you. Why all of a sudden this changed back to the language of Anoichi, that I command you? So he says, because it has a very deep significance over here. Because when you say the word Anoichi, I, you are talking about a level which is beyond being
named? Because a name you're describing, when you talk about a person, he's kind, he's smart, he's powerful, whatever it is, that is a represent a certain attribute that represents a certain level of that person. But that is not the person himself. But when a person says I is not expressed in any particular strength or talent or ability, it's just I, whoever I am. The verse is trying to tell us over here that the Jew brings down from the level of Anochi, which is the level of the Ein Sof, into the Chochmah. So that's why the verse states here, V'hoyu hadvarim ha'ele, these words that I means what? Misha Anochi, whoever I am, meaning I, just beyond any description, just I, Mahusei v'atzmusei yisbarech, that is the essence. Whoever Hashem is, He Himself and His being, is mitzavcha. The language of mitzavcha means loshin his kashrus v'yischabrus. That means I am tying you down. I am connecting you. I mean, you're connecting I. Anoichi is mitzavcha. You're connecting I to connect to the Torah. So that means, again, this is all the same theme that he's trying to bring out over here, that a Yid, through his learning of Torah, connects the higher level to the Torah. V'hakoyach hazeh sheyesh b'nefesh ligroin hamshocha hazois al yidei ha-Torah. How does we soul have the power to cause this type of a drawing down through the Torah? It's not just by studying Torah, but hu al yidei ha-tefilah shekodma la-Torah. It comes through prayer that precedes the study of Torah. You can't just think that you can just study Torah and you will bring down all these levels, but you have to precede the study of Torah with the service of prayer. And as the statement of our sages goes, ki ha-imer ein li elo Torah, one who says, all that I own is Torah, I don't care about davening, about anything else, I just want to study Torah. So the saying of our sages is, afilu Torah ein lo, he doesn't even have Torah. In this case it means, you cannot draw down to Torah just by learning Torah, but you require the prelude, the introduction of tefillah first. Mipnei shetzorich liyeh tefillah, because first it needs to be b'chinas v'ahavta b'kriyas shema. First you have to have that level of love to Hashem which comes in the recitation of the Shema. Limsoir nafshoi b'echad, to want to totally give over his life. When you say the word echad, it's known that when you say the word echad, especially before Yom Kippur, we know we have it in the Siddur over there, when we say the three times Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokei Hashem Echad, once the Shema Yisrael once, but the other things, the Baruch Shem and the Hashem Elokim, but when he says the Baruch Shem, when he says Shema Echad, one should actually feel like he's ready to give over his life to Hashem. That's what we learn over there. But the Alter Rebbe is going to say that when we're saying over here that one says Echad and he's ready to give his life away for Hashem, does not have to mean, as people usually understand it, literally, somebody's going to come to kill me if I'm not going to, if I'm going to betray Hashem, I'm going to go away from Hashem. I'm ready to connect with Hashem even if somebody takes my life on a physical sense. Alter Rebbe will explain now that it actually means a total dedication to Hashem, notwithstanding, just to give yourself over, that all your desires and all your wants should be dedicated to Hashem. That is a form, a level of Mesiras Nefesh. The Alter Rebbe explains like this. The Inyan Mesiras Nefesh, the concept, the idea of self-sacrifice, giving over your soul, Einoi kemoi shesoivrim ha'ilam, it's not as the people think, Shehu hatzo'oko, Bihislavus bedash, that is the screaming with a lot of noise and a great excitement, a fiery expression, you know, with a lot of force to show. Elohu kemoishu kosuv. So he's not saying the idea the way I started saying before. I thought he was going getting at, I didn't see. I thought he was getting at to trying to say that it's not literally, but he's even talking about, he's saying the other idea that it doesn't require here to yelling in a great fanfare, Elohu kemoishu kosuv, but rather, as the verse states, Elecho Hashem nafshi esa. To you, Hashem, I carry my soul. What does it mean to you, I carry my soul? She'eina roitze liyes yesh v'davar nifrod. He does not want to be a being and something separate from Hashem. Meaning giving over his life to Hashem means I don't want to be detached. I don't want to be separate. I don't want to be not connected to Hashem. Elo liyes b'chinas bitl, but to be on a level of subjugation. Losis nafshei v'ruchei elav yizbarech, to carry his soul and his spirit to him, to Hashem. Shehu mokoyer hachayim, he is the source of life. The kulei kamei kelo chashivi, everything before Hashem is considered like nothing. I want to be subjugated, I want to be connected to Hashem, the source of life. There's nothing else like compared to Hashem. And as you say, the L'cho Hashem HaGedula, to you God is the greatness. What does that mean, to you God is the greatness? Shebechinas Gedula, the level of greatness. What is greatness? Shebechinas Hispashtus Chazdei Yizbarech. That is, Hashem's greatness is that when Hashem's kindness is spread out. What does it mean Hashem's kindness is spread out? There's a lot of beneficiaries from Hashem's kindness. Because when Hashem vitalizes l'hachis ha'olamos, to give life to the world, that's an expansion of Hashem's kindness. Because there are so many multitudes and millions and thousand times, as he says, 10,000 times 10,000 beneficiaries, because Hashem brings everything into life. Hashem gives, vitalizes everything, the whole world. And so that means that is Hashem's greatness. What is the greatness? The greatness is an expression of the expansion of Hashem all over to everything. How did you know that I wanted
it?
Thank you very much. Maybe somebody else wants also.
You want?
No thanks.
Baruch Ata Adonai
Eloheinu Melech HaOlam.
Shehakol Niyeh V'Dvarim.
Amen.
So, Lachis HaOlam is Elef Alofim, Hu L'cho Havaye. So all these things is, we're saying, the Gedula is L'cho Hashem. What does it mean to you, Hashem? To you, Hashem, what we're saying is that all the everything that's going on in the world is basically irrelevant and it's totally subjugated. B'bechinas bitl, they're all in the level of subjugation. There is nothing else really in Hashem. You see a huge world with all the creations. It's really, nothing is really on the independent. Ki kamei yizbarech, because before him, blessed, it's kiloy, it's like no, it's nothing, chulu, etc. Now, he says, quoting the statement of the Chazal, ve'eimosai godel, when can we refer to Hashem as great? That is, kishuhu bi'ir elikenu, when God is in the city of elikenu, the city of God. What does it mean? That means the way when things are sort of exited from his, and they're perceived in the world as being independent, that's called the Ir Elikenu. That's where the all of the hishtalshelus, all of the formation, all of the things appear. to be like independent items. But the truth of the matter is, that is when it could be godel. But in truth is, everything in relative to Hashem, everything is subjugated. There is nothing besides Hashem. That means Shuv Elokeinu. What is the called? What is the meaning when he's in the city of God? What is the Ir Elokeinu? Hainu bechinas tzirufei oisius. Those are the combination of the letters me'asora mamores from the 10 sayings shemechaye oilamos hanivroim that gives vitalizes the worlds of the creation. There we can find the Gdula v'Hispashtus. The thing of the city that he says over here, he explains, he just touches it here very briefly, but in other places, the way he explains it is, just like we built, a city is built, a city is called that has many houses in it, and each house is made up of bricks, of its own bricks. So you have bricks, building a house, and then you have many houses building a city. The comparison is to the speech, or so to speak, God's speech. Each letter is considered like a brick. When you put together various different letters, you get one word. And when you put together several different words, you get a sentence. That becomes sort of like a city because you have many houses in there, many words. And basically, because when God created the world, as we learn in the Chumash Bereishis, God used the 10 sayings from Bereishis on to say all everything to become into being. But of course, we know that there's a lot more than 10 things that were created. The world consists of a lot more. So as the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya, from the source, from the Kabbalah, that the letters are interchangeable in various different ways. So you put different ways, and when you form, shape the words, you get different words, and you get different combinations. And from all of this, you get all the various different Hebrew names of the different items, and those Hebrew names end up being the vitalizing force, the energy that vitalizes those items. So what the metaphor for this is that we're saying, it is when God's energy comes down into the level of city of God, which is when it comes down within the words, into phrases, into the letters, into the speech, that's when all of a sudden Hashem is great, because we look over here, we see a whole world, and it seems like, because this is an expansion of Hashem's greatness. But in the essence of Hashem, He's not great. Shasham Yeshkin is Gulov is Pashtus, but in the Etzim of Hashem there is no such a thing. The Alkain, Tiknu Lanu, and for this reason they have instituted for us the Anshe Knesses HaGedoyla, the man of the great gathering. Those are the rabbis who instituted basically all the davenings and all the other important conducts that we follow today was made by the men of the great gathering. So they instituted lifnei ha-tefillah, that before we do the tefillah, which is the Shemona Esrei, the Amida, that's called the tefillah, we do shtayim lefaneha chulu. A, we do two blessings that precede the Shema. And there's a difference, as the Mishnah says in the Brachas, that in the morning we do two blessings in the beginning, and one blessing in the end of the Shema. But in the evening, we do two and before, and two at the end. He all included the Chulu. What he's saying here is, we don't just start to pray right away. Before we do, we don't start the Amida right away. Before we do the Amida, we have a preparation. We have to say the two blessings, etc. And then further we have Upesukei Dizimra. Then we have the verses of song. Those are the... So you have the place?
I just lost because I was coughing.
Okay. The line that starts the word Lefoneha. You see, it's about in the middle.
I think so.
Lefoneha. You have the third word in the line.
Oh, so the third
word? Aritzim.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
To sing the songs of Reimimois Kel begroinam, to have the exaltness of Hashem in their throat, meaning these are the preparation for the davening. This is the words of the Tehillim. Avidei shemizbeinen, through meditating, eich shehayifanim v'chulu. When he thinks about, as we say in the davening, the oifanim, these are various different kinds of angels, the oifanim, v'chayis ha-kodesh, the holy animals, these are all different various angels. So when a person thinks about these things, and then you realize, v'oimrim kodesh, and they say, that we say kodesh, 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 they say kodesh, why, what does it mean kodesh? That means that they realize that Hashem is beyond, He's holy, He's distinguished. So even the angels who are on a very high level, they too say kodesh. Al yidei, but they say shema sigim. They understand, they grasp shehu yizbarech moker hachayim, that He is. Why are they saying this kodesh? Because they understand that Hashem is the one that sustains them, that He provides them. True, moker hachayim. That He is the source of life. Umegilu ruach piv yizbarech, and it is from the revelation of the ear of His mouth, so to speak, meaning Hashem's dibur, Hashem's irheim, chayim v'kayomim. That's how they live, and that's how they exist. Ve'elov yoso, and to Him is fitting to say kodesh, and to Him we should desire. So why is the person reading all this and saying all these things about the malachim? Because that is to help the person get that own same type of yearning, that he should realize this is what the malachim do, this is what the angels do, this is what the holy Chayis HaKodesh do and the Efanim. So then that means that he should sort of do the same thing. And because of all this, realizing what everybody does, tispoil v'tislayv nafshei, his soul will become excited and it will become flamed up. So even though he started saying that it doesn't mean, Mesiras Nefesh doesn't mean that a person should make a lot of noise with a lot of fanfare, but he's still talking about the person does have to have an excitement that is created by him through realization that all the angels want to connect with Hashem. And although the souls are even higher than the angels, so why should they be excited? They though maybe they're on a higher level. The malachim are excited because they're not so high, but we're higher, so we don't get excited about all this. They still require the meditation. They still need to meditate about the love and the fear of the angels, mipnei, and the reason is, shadvarim elu heim hagoyrmim, they are the, these items cause, shetischakim gam nefesh hasichlis, so that also the intellectual soul of the person. So yeah, the godly soul is even higher than the malachim, but the intellectual soul of the person, we want to get the whole person involved, not only your soul. So we want the intellectual part of the person to get involved. And from this type of meditation, also the nefesh hasichlis will become excited. V'zehu, and this is the meaning of enosati esem v'sodcho livhem techo. In the verse over there it says, I will give grass in the field as the blessing, Hashem says, for listening to the Torah and mitzvahs, I will give grass in the field, livhem techa, for your animals. So, but in this case, he translates it that Hashem says, I will give grass for the field for your animal, your own personal animal that is within you. Hainu nefesh habahamis, the animal soul, shemizoyna, she will be fed from the grass, mahamalochim, shenikra, Esav, from the malachim, that's called grass. In other words, this meditation and this contemplation that the person perceives and he sees what the angels do, that becomes grass for him, his food, so that he can become also, the nefesh hasichlis, also joining in into that type of yearning and connection to Hashem. V'zehu barosiv yitzartiv afasisiv. And this is the three levels that we said that barosiv yitzartiv afasisiv. Shehem gimul levushim. These are the three garments of machshava, dibur u'maisa. The thought, speech, and action. Just like we have in the worlds coming down through Bri, Yitzira, Asiya, by the person, it's his level of thought is Briya, Yitzira is the speech, and the action is Asiya. So, he says, the three garments of Machshava V'Seichel Nikra Briya. So when we talk about the intellect, the thought, that is called like Briya, equated to Briya. Why? Shehu Yesh Me'ayin. Because that is something from nothing. That wisdom comes from ayin. It's found from ayin. Which means like this, that the first level of thought comes in a way that we don't see where it comes from. Because there's like a jump in between. Where does the idea come from? We don't say it. All of a sudden it pops in your head. So it looks like it comes from nowhere. It just popped into my head. That's the first. There are certain things that we can see the chain reaction following. When it comes from chokhmah, from machshava, later on to speech, and later on to action, that's already a gradual descent that we see what you're thinking, you're speaking, and then what you're speaking, then you go ahead and do. So there is a rhyme and a reason how it descends. But the first level is creation, it's called Bria, because why did it pop in my head? We don't know, it's just popped in. That is Ma'ayin Temotz. V'dibur hu b'chinas yitzira, and Dibur, the second level of Machshav, Dibur, is like the level of formation. K'moy hatsura, that's like the shape, shu gilu hachomer bilvad. The shape reveals the material alone, but v'loy chidush meikore. It's not a new novelty. Which means, when you shape a piece of silver into a kiddush cup, say, you're not creating right now the kiddush cup. You're not creating the silver. You're just shaping the piece of silver into a certain shape. It's a form. It's a tzura. So what you're taking is, you're taking a potential from a piece of silver, which can technically be shaped in million different ways, and you're doing it. So you're showing, you're revealing one aspect of the potential of the silver, but it's not like the creating that you're actually creating the silver. The way it comes in machshav and chokhma, it's like, oh, now the silver is here. We didn't have the silver before. Now the silver is there already, machshava, the silver is there. Now what we're doing is we're shaping the silver into a certain formation, now it gets a shape. V'kach ha-dibur, same thing, that's why speech is also hu-gilui ha-helem asich-lichli. That's revealing what is hidden intellectually. And then you have asisiv hu-bchinas maise ha-mitzvah. That doing, that is the act of the mitzvah. K'moy melech basav adam, she'iker ha'koras malchusoy, the main, how we can recognize his kingdom, ho'aydei ha'maisa davki, is when the action, she'yishmu lefkudosoy, that you listen to his instruction, ve'loy yishanu estavkidoy, and they don't change his appointments. You know, you do as he says. V'kach malchusoy yizborech k'siv Hashem moloch Geus Lovish. Likewise, Hashem's Malchus says Hashem dresses up with kingdom, which means Val Yemer Odom, a person should not say Efsher Bebasar Chazir, oh, I can't take Chazir meat. Elo, you should say Efshi, I could eat if I wanted to, if I was allowed to. Avama Ese, what could I do? Avisha Beshamayim Gozar, that my Father in Heaven decreed. So he's not doing it, not because he can't stand pig meat, he's not eating it because Hashem says don't eat it. That means shuhu inyan oil malchus shemayim. This is accepting Hashem's yoke. Hagam shu bilti seichel klal. Even though there's no reason, there's no rationale of why, but he's just not doing it. No tzoyfon chulu.
This is why we say in the davening of Yetzer Er v'yachid levavenu, unite our hearts. So like there's two hearts, kibeis levavisem, because we have two levavis, two hearts, pnimis halev v'chatzenis halev, the inner of the heart and the external of the heart. Pnimis halev, the inner of the heart, Hubchinas rusa de libo, that is a this yearning of the heart, b'chafetzu uchukam itis, with a desire and a true yearning, l'dovka b'yiz borech, to connect to him blessed, kibro karachulu. The son is a foot, in other words, naturally you want to connect to your father, havaya l'keinu, we're saying Hashem l'keinu, which means shalonu, Mamash is our God. Mamash ours. Ve'ein tzorich lizbeirinus klal. And that does not necessary. You don't need to reflect at all. Ki me'elov tislahit. Because that on its own, it flames up. Ve'om nom chitzoy nisalei. But when we talk about the external of the heart, shu machmas nefesh abahamis. Shu machmas masteres. The external of the heart, which is because of the animal soul that obscures the block. V'hu mashikosuv, and that's what's written, orlas levavchem, that is the stuff of the hearts. What is the stuffing of the hearts? Shehu b'chinas ha'astore, that is the blockage, shemasteres eris kedushas avaya, that blocks the light of Hashem's holiness, the sanctity. And with regards to that stuffness, it's written numalta, which means shetzorich lahavir or lazu hamasekes. You have to remove that block, that stuffness that interrupts aydeh hisbanus by reflecting b'chol hamivur b'inyam psuk dezimra v'efanim chulu. What it says with regards to the psuk dezimra v'efanim, etc. And for the future it's written, Umol Hashem that Hashem will circumcise your heart. So there will be no more stuffing, no more block. And then it'll become, that will be that you'll unite our heart. So the outer heart and the inner heart will be together, there will be no stuffness. This is all year round. But the same is written, Mimamakim krasicha havayim. Over there, we call out to Hashem from the depth. Ma'omko de libo. That is from the depth of the heart, which is pnimi salev, the inner of the heart, bakshu fonai, esponecha havaye abakish. So over here, we're also saying, my pnimi is. Hashem says, Bakshufonai, book my pnimis. So here we were talking about the two levels in the heart of the person, that there is a pnimis and chitzonis. But as far as above, we're saying there's also a level of pnimis. So, gam lemailo, yesh pnimis v'chitzonis. There is the inner and the external, which is basically sevev umamali. It's the surrounding light, the surrounding there is Seviv Kolam and the Malo Kolam. Memale hu bechinas chitzonius. That is the level of the external. The kule kame kile choshiv. That is that everything before Hashem is considered like nothing. Ubisaruso de letato. So when you have the arousal from below, when the Yid's avoided through his chitzonis, through the inner of the heart, this oyre pnimius elikus sevukul amim. Then you bring down the level of sevukul amim. Al tat ba'af avdecha. So we said, al tat ba'af avdecha. Hainu, ki yesh eved lemato.
Here we see that we're asking Hashem that with his anger he shouldn't tilt away you're his servant of Altad Ba'af Avdecho. I know. Ki yesh eved lamato. Because there is the level of an eved below, which is, we say, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim. So that's a level of eved. We're servants of Hashem. But then you have Avraham Oyhavi, my one who loves me. That is Lamailo Mibchinas Eved. That's higher than love. That's the second level. Alava. That is Kiben Lifnei HaMelech. That is like a son of HaMelech. So, Omar David HaMelech Olav HaSholim. So what the Melech of HaSholim said, Shelo Yiyah Mebchinas Eved Shel Lamato Elam Eved Shel Lamailo. That it should not be from the level of Eved below, but from the level above. Al Tad Be'af Avdecho, that shouldn't turn, make him, should be from the Eved Shel Lamailo. V'chein Moshe Avdi, like we say, Moshe Avdi, David Avdi. So, what does it mean? Altad be'af avdecho? Af avdecho? Meaning to say, to be the higher level of Eved, not the level. V'zeh shekosuv be'af avdecho, shehu k'moy shekosuv is like we say, af asisi. Af asisi. B'chinas ma'isa, assuming it says bilvad, yeah? But me, it's also wrong. Af sisi chulu b'chinas ma'isa b'li
b'chinas ma'isa b'li tam ke eved
b'li tam. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. What's the next Rosh Tevis there? Doesn't have a reason for everything. He doesn't. Va'ayide yichud beiz levavis b'kriyashma yiachach hamshocha ayide ha'toyro. So when you unite your both hearts by Kriya Shema, so then later on, you have the Hamshocha through the Torah, which is L'chvedi Berosiv Chulu. L'fikoch Nikroim Edim. That's why they're called Edim, as we see in the Pasuk. Ha'idoisi Bochem. Chulu, Acha Omar, until it says, Hazino Shmaim Yarev Kamoto. So what does it mean? So Chatchila, the Pasuk says, Ha'idoisi Bochem Ayem V'Shmaim V'Sa'oretz. And then he says, "Hazinu Hashemayim, ki yesh beis b'chinas b'toyda." There's two levels in toyda. Ha'echad Talmud shemei vilde ma'isa. One of them is learning that to bring to actual lilmat ki leida hadin to know pasha da halacha im yutzrach la'ma'isa chulu. So you need to know the halacha. If you need the halacha because you need to do it in action, so you have to learn. You have to know what to do chulu. Sagi, and it's not just enough with thought, until he knows it and it's engraved in the tablet of his heart, meaning you know it very well. So by that level of Torah, it says that it's going to drip like rain, like the Pasuk says, Ki kasha yered hageshem, just like the rain descends. Va'osa seshachofatzli, the Pasuk says. So, basically, what does the rain do? The rain does, brings down, comes rain, and it does what I want, makes everything grow. So you're learning Torah, and you're making with the Torah, you're doing the ma'isa mitzvahs. V'shama lo yosh. So v'shama lo yoshuv ki imi v'sa'oret v'lidu v'itzmicha. And it doesn't go back unless it satisfies the land and it gives birth and it makes grow. V'ha'odam yoichal, and the person will eat. V'b'koyach zeh, and then with it power, yoimer v'hafto, he will say v'hafto. So that's v'kach b'chinas teire zu v'anikra oiz. Also, this level of Torah is called Oiz, Shenitin Koyach, because it gives the power Shiyucha Loimar Vahavto. That you can say Vahavto. Tzorich Liyos Aidei Akdomas Hamesiris Nefesh Hakunal. You have to have the introduction of Mesiris Nefesh. As it meant, I said before earlier, Kumei Hageshem Shu Aidei Ra'omim Va'ovim Chulu. Just as the rain which comes through thunder So clouds and chulu, that's the level of Mesiris Nefesh. And then it rains. And then with that you have the koyach, you can be able to daven.